Hello, welcome to Science of Reading Leadership Podcast. We are here on site at AASA 2024, and I have Superintendent Rob Piku here. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Rob, tell us a little bit more about you and the district and the students that you serve.
Okay, I'm the superintendent of the Tupelo Public School District, about 7,000 total students, 13 schools.
Okay.
We have a large high school, about 2,000 students,
oh, wow.
A middle school of about 1,100. A sixth grade school, and then 3-5 schools and K-2 schools.
Okay.
And we have an early childhood program.
Okay. How long have you been there?
6 years.
Okay. So you've gotten to establish some roots and establish some things over the last few years. When we talk on our podcast, we really like to look at literacy and accelerating student achievement from that superintendent or assistant superintendent lens. So tell us, where are you all in your science of reading journey?
I think we're beginning the discussion about science of reading. However, we are well-versed and solid in our conversation about multiple-tiered system of supports, professional learning communities. We have structures in place that we're very proud of that we've been working on for quite a while.
Okay. What does that look like from the superintendent lens? How do you lead literacy and your MTSS? And what is that? What is your role in that?
I pretty much participate as a, I would say, not an observer, but just an encourager.
Yes.
And then I have a curriculum director and a deputy superintendent who supervises all the K-6 schools, K-5 schools, and she oversees the more intricate details of the program.
Right. All of the that content knowledge. What are some of the strengths that you know of in terms of literacy in your district? What have been some things that have worked well?
You know, our phonetic awareness and our phonetic instruction, I think, is going really well. And we continue to build on it. And we brought in some new reading program, Wonders, just recently. And we have Lexia that we use and different programs. I think we have a lot of resources for teachers.
Sure.
And I think that's been beneficial.
I think that's something that a lot of districts across the country, you know, with different funding opportunities, have really gotten to bolster evidence-based materials and making sure that we have quality materials in front of teachers and
kids.
And
then we just added, because of my worry that we were pushing everything so deeply into technology, we added 200 high-interest reading books to every single elementary classroom in the district. And I think that's been beneficial, because no one ever learned to love reading without learning to love a book.
I agree. And, you know, research shows, too, that reading a book, your brain does completely different things than reading on a screen.
Sure, yeah. And our kids are already on screens.
Yep, they've got plenty of time
there. So my concern is that educators, we don't push them deeper into that world.
Right.
Yeah.
When you think about principal development and supporting your building leaders through a literacy journey, what different things have you been doing in Tupelo?
Well, our principals have been there quite a while.
Oh, that's great.
So we haven't had a large turnover, but just continuously trying to educate them on the different aspects of reading.
And right.
That's a big problem, I think, in many districts I've been in, where people don't know how to teach reading.
Right.
And so how do we train people to teach reading? I had this conversation once with a university president. He was talking about how K-12 is broken. And I said, well, you know, you really got to think about K-16 being broken. Because I'm having to go hire a consultant to train teachers how to teach reading who should have learned it when they were with you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it sure does. It sure
does. And then
does.
He got caught quiet. That was the end of that conversation.
I know that some states have, you know, and with their science of reading legislation for K-12, like you said, have also moved towards, hey, in college, in undergrad, you know, for teachers, they need to also be learning this. I've seen some states include that in their legislation.
And it's not a part of the principal learning program. It's not part of the superintendent learning program.
Yep.
Even for myself, I'm deficit when it comes to teaching reading. I'm interested in learning more about the science of reading. And I was looking for a session, but I didn't know where to go to find that session.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So almost needing some superintendent professional development on some of those basics.
I would think
you don't maybe need to know every single piece.
No, but I need to understand, you know, the five components.
Right.
of reading.
To know what you should be looking for. Yeah, I think too, when we think about principals and giving feedback to teachers and evaluating their own programs and schools, if they were taught to teach reading a completely different way when they were going through school, they also don't know how to lead that in their buildings.
Well, when I interview for administrators, I have my question, and it's give me the five components of reading. Of course, you know, phonemic awareness, you know, all the five components. Yeah. And I don't get that answer.
Really?
Comprehension, vocabulary, you know, a lot of people don't know.
Interesting. And what is, when you have a candidate who doesn't know?
This episode is brought to you by Just Right Reader. From pre-emergent through developing readers, Just Right Reader supports every student's full journey to confident, independent reading in English and Spanish. Following a rigorous phonics progression, Just Right Reader decodables provide the structured phonics practice in English or Spanish that leads to reading success. To learn more, visit justrightreader.com.
I still hire them because I'm desperate, but I try to train them up, you know. But
it gives you an insight.
It gives me an insight, and it makes me realize that there's a need around the state in the country, in Alaska, for everyone to learn more about reading.
Right. What have been, obviously there's a lot of challenges that we all face every day when we're trying to lead schools and districts, but in terms of your literacy journey, what challenges or obstacles have you faced and overcome, or maybe challenges that you haven't figured out how to overcome yet?
Just the level of that's the students when they come to us.
Okay.
So I've been working, having focus group meetings, churches, different groups of people, talking about what can they do as a community. I mean, if you send me every child knowing their letters, their letter sounds and knowing their numbers and three nursery rhymes, and that's not hard to do.
Yep.
It really isn't. I mean, instead of teaching a child the word thirsty, teach them parched.
Yep.
Instead of teaching hungry, teach them famished. You can send a kindergarten child to school with a 12th grade vocabulary.
Right.
And it's not that hard to do.
Yep.
Parents can do it. So I guess if the missing pieces were missing the parents.
Parent component.
Yeah.
Have there been any positive initiatives or successes you've had with the parent school partnership?
We're just starting that
journey. Journey.
We're just starting that journey because many of our parents, I've never met a parent who wanted their child to go to school and not succeed.
Right. Absolutely.
I've met a lot of parents, too many parents who don't have the skills or the tools necessary to help their child become successful. Sure. But I never met one that said go to school and fail.
Absolutely.
So our job as educators, you know, they talk about no child left behind. What about no parent left behind, too?
Oh,
so let's bring those parents along with
us. There's a quote to pull. as superintendents, we know that you have so many different stakeholders you answer to, legislation, policy. If you had to give one piece of advice to a superintendent in terms of helping to accelerate reading achievement, what would that one piece of advice be?
Really challenge the status quo, especially the accountability reform initiative that's been going, because I think all it really has done is turn schools into test-taking machines and really challenge that, because that's not teaching children how to love reading.
Yep.
That's just my personal advice.
I know that's a lot of people might not believe. We want it from the people who are sitting in that chair.
That might not be what other people believe, but that's what I personally believe.
And that's what we want. We want to hear about what you, from your experience and your wisdom, what it's shown you. So thank you so much for being here
today.
Thank you.
I hope I did okay for you.
You did. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. If you found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We will see you next time on Science of Reading Leadership, Guiding Minds, Transforming Lives.